Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Yesterday was tax day. It was the day you have to get everything turned in. You have to be paid up by midnight last night. So yesterday afternoon, I wished I'd have had it prior to the show, but yesterday afternoon I received from the American Minute, which is Bill Federer, the history of income tax, and I thought it would be interesting to share that with you today, because there's some things in there that maybe we already knew, but it's good to look back and see exactly what has happened and what could have happened had we gone another direction. And I wanted to share a few other things with you as well today, but this is going to take a little bit, so I ask you to bear some patience with me. Now, this is coming from the American Minute. You can sign up for the American Minute. Just go to AmericanMinute.com, and you will receive these in your mailbox, in your email box, and they come in on a daily basis. He does an excellent, excellent job. They're just history. It's just history. He doesn't put in his 2 cents other than it's just history. On April 15th, 1865, President Lincoln died. He was shot the night before in Ford's Theater. On April 15, 1912, the Titanic sank. It struck an iceberg the night before. Among the 1,514 lives lost were millionaires John Jacob Astor IV, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Isa Strauss, vocal opponents of the Federal Reserve Act. In 1954, April 15th became the deadline for filing income tax returns. Originally, the U.S. Constitution prohibited a federal income tax. Now, I've got an article that I'm going to point back to something Pelosi had said. So I've put Pelosi up there to the side. The federal government's revenue was derived from excise taxes on specific items like salt, tea, tobacco, etc., and tariff taxes on imports. Prior to the Civil War, most tariff taxes collected at southern ports like Charleston, South Carolina. Tariffs made foreign goods more expensive, leading people to buy domestically produced goods made mostly in northern factories. The South had few factories as its economy was agricultural crops, mostly cotton and rice, with unfortunately relied heavily on slave labor. Thus, the tariff taxes that helped the North hurt the South. During the Civil War, Republican President Abraham Lincoln passed an emergency income tax to help fund the Union. It was repealed in 1873. The first non-emergency peacetime income tax was attempted in 1894, but the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional in Pollock versus Farmers Loan. Justice Stephen J. Field concurred. The income tax law under consideration is class legislation. Whatever distinction is made in the burdens of law imposes or in the benefits it confers on any citizens by reason of their birth or wealth or religion, it is class legislation and leads inevitably to oppression and abuses. Now, that is fantastic comment. that no longer exists today. That was coming from a Supreme Court judge. And he went on, he continued to say, this is Justice Field, it is the same in essential character as that of the English Income Statute of 1691, which taxed Protestants at a certain rate, Catholics as a class at double the rate of Protestants, and Jews at another and separate rate. Theodore Roosevelt was faced with industrialists who were creating monopolies, influencing political parties, that sounds familiar, and gaining control of the banking system. Roosevelt attempted to limit them with an inheritance tax. President William Taft yielded to mounting public pressure to tax the rich by placing a 2% tax on corporate profits, as only the wealthiest owned corporate stock. With World War I threatening, Democrat President Woodrow Wilson thought reducing tariff taxes on imports between countries would ease tensions and bring world peace. Well, it didn't quite do that, did it? Wilson proposed replacing tariff revenue with an income tax on the wealthy, passed in 1913 with the 16th Amendment. Originally, the income tax was a 1% tax on the top 1% richest people, a soak the rich tax intended for industrialists Rockefeller, Carnegie, Vanderbilt, Fisk, Flagler, Gould, Harriman, Mellon, and J.P. Morgan and Schwab. These industrialists avoided the income tax by transferring assets into tax-exempt charitable and educational foundations such as the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation. This tax-exempt category had previously been for churches, which provided social welfare through hospitals, medical clinics, orphanages, schools, soup kitchens, where they cared for orphans, widows, maimed soldiers, prisoners, unwed mothers, widows, shut-ins, homeless, juvenile delinquents, and immigrants. Churches also helped maintain a virtuous populace, which reduced crime, reduced child abuse, broken homes, derelicts, and other social ills, which were our immense financial burdens on state budgets. In 1942, with World War II, Democrat President Franklin Roosevelt increased and expanded the federal income tax with the greatest tax bill in American history and instituted the paycheck withholding tax. John F. Kennedy, we're getting ready for a break here. I'm going to run out of time to give this to you, but this is interesting. John F. Kennedy stated in April 20th of 1961, in meeting the demands of war finance, the individual income tax moved from a selective tax imposed on the wealthy to means by which the great majority of our citizens participate in paying. Now, he has some extremely interesting things to say. Rummel, chairman of Macy's department store, became director of the New York Federal Reserve, where he promoted the idea of withholding taxes from people's paychecks. Genius, wasn't it? We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on the calls for just a bit. I want to finish this with you because I found what Kennedy had to say very, very interesting and so opposite of what the elected officials on both sides of the parties think now of the people. I'll hold off on the calls. The number is, write it down, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I have some callers on hold. You're going to have to hold for me. I want to finish this. I had kind of another direction I was going with the show, so I want you to hold. And this is not Free for All Friday, so I prefer you stay on topic. Tomorrow will be Free for All Friday. Okay, so when we went to the break, we were just talking about President Kennedy. We were just talking about the genius that it took back in 61, when they decided to take the money from you before you ever saw it. So it's taken right out of your paycheck. And that is genius, my friends, because if you had to go and hand over the cash, count it out of your pocket, and hand it to a tax collector, you'd have rebelled a long time ago. But you don't miss what you don't have, right? Kennedy explained, withholding on wages and salaries was introduced during the war when the income tax was extended to millions of new taxpayers. Businesses gradually, now this is coming from them. Businesses gradually became subject to higher taxes, higher wages and benefits, more lawsuits, more governmental bureaucracy, more environmental restrictions, and political favoritism toward some companies over others. Many businesses faced the alternative of going out of business or going out of the country. As jobs were outsourced to stay competitive, patriotic attachments diminished, giving rise to financial globalists. John F. Kennedy noticed this and said in February 6, 1961, and said, I have asked the Secretary of Treasury to report on whether present tax laws may be stimulating in undue amounts the flow of Americans' capital to the industrial countries abroad. And he told Congress in 1961, in those countries where income taxes are lower than the United States, the ability to defer the payments of U.S. tax by retaining income in the subsidiary companies provides a tax advantage for companies operating through overseas subsidiaries that is not available to companies operating solely in the United States. To remedy, the Democrat President John F. Kennedy proposed a stimulus plan of lowering taxes across the board, and he stated in September of 1963, now listen to this, a tax cut means higher family income and higher business profits and a balanced federal budget. Bingo. Why aren't they saying that today? Every taxpayer and his family will have more money left over after taxes for a new car, a new home, new conveniences, education, and investment. Every businessman can keep a higher percentage of his profits in his cash register or put it to work expanding or improving his business. And as the national income grows, the federal government will ultimately end up with more revenues. And Kennedy said in January of 63, lower rates of taxation will stimulate economic activity and so raise the levels of personal and corporate income as to yield within a few years an increased, not a reduced, flow of revenues in federal government. He went on to state in November of 62, he said, it is a paradoxical truth that tax rates are too high and tax revenues are too low, and the soundest way to raise the revenues in the long run is to cut the rates now. Cutting taxes now is not to incur a budget deficit, but to achieve the more prosperous expanding economy, which can bring a budget surplus. John F. Kennedy stated in his annual message of January 1963, in today's economy, fiscal prudence and responsibility call for tax reduction, even if temporarily enlarges the federal deficit. Why reducing taxes is the best way open to use and increase revenues. Isn't that something? He goes on to say, it is no contradiction. The most important single thing we can do to stimulate investment in today's economy is to raise consumption by major reduction in individual income tax rates. And then he went on to say in January of 63, as mentioned in his message to Congress, our tax system still siphons out of the private economy too large a share of personal and business purchasing power and reduces the incentive for risk, investment, and effort, thereby aborting our recoveries and stifling our national growth rate. Why don't they get that today? Whereas Kennedy wanted to reduce taxes to stimulate the economy, economist John Maynard Keynes had proposed stimulating the economy by going in debt. John Maynard Keynes reasoned that if the government went in debt spending money in the private sector to create jobs, those jobs would pay taxes and pay off the debt. And so I put here to the side, and so here we are. Unfortunately, politicians were tempted to continually increase debt in order to funnel money to their districts and constituencies to help them get reelected, hoping that the next Congress could be responsible to pay it off. The Keynesian debt-stimulated economy has resulted in an unsustainable It's over this. $18 trillion national debt. On the other side of the world, taxes were used by Soviet communist Vladimir Lenin to intentionally eliminate business owners and so they could not threaten his centralized government. I'm going to stop there. I think you can get the picture. Kennedy wanted to do what was best for the people there and the nation. What he proposed would have worked. What Keynes proposed could not and did not work. And that's why we are in the mess we are today. I have some more interesting news on the taxes. I'm going to take a call from a Jeffrey Smith. He's in New York. He called me just before the show. I wasn't able to talk to him. I know it's some kind of breaking news. I'm going to go to him real quick. Jeff, can you make it quick for us?
Yes, I'll be very quick. First of all, what we're seeing here in New York is we're seeing a sudden increase in stationary helicopters 24 hours a day over the Brooklyn Heights area, which is right across from Wall Street, and the lower Manhattan area. What we're seeing now either is a lockdown of the country, or it is a preliminary to a lockdown of the country, or something accustoming people to a constant police presence or military presence. The reason why I say military is because if you really listen to the helicopters, the downlinks for them are on the federal frequencies, and many of them are now encrypted, so you can't listen to what they're saying. Now, why have they suddenly taken up positions in the most critical areas in Manhattan?
Let me ask a question, Jeff.
Okay.
When you say suddenly, when did this really start?
This really started about, I'd say about 2 weeks ago. Gradually it's built. It is not connected with the demonstrations. Yes, there have been demonstrations over the police killings and that type of thing. Yes, that's true. And there have been police helicopters watching the demonstrations. But this is a constant thing. So they're up there 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, stationary. Sometimes there's 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in my area. They're just up there stationary now. Why have they taken up these positions?
I don't know.
This is possibly a very serious thing. This is either a test of a system or accustoming people to a constant police presence or God knows what presence over their heads. But the danger, what justifies the danger of having this much tonnage and this much fuel over everybody's heads? Anybody who's seen a crash, which I've seen in L.A., knows what a disaster they really are. They're too low. Auto rotation, if there's any problem, will not take them out over the water.
Okay, we're going into a break. I'm going to let you go, Jeff. Keep us informed as to what's going on, okay? We're going into a break. Open the phone lines. Please keep it on topic. 877-895-5410. I'm talking about our economy. Yes, taxes. Yes, debt. What is the best for the nation? What is the best for the people? I don't care what's best for the parties. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I do have a caller. I have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir?
I heard a big beep. Am I on now?
You are on, sir.
Okay. Well, it's about John F. Kennedy. It took me about 40 years to get this, and then people might want to get a pen and pencil so they can get the executive order. In June 4th of 1963, John F. Kennedy issued an executive order, and he was going to back our currency with silver.
Mm.
And that would have kept them from running the printing presses like they do now, see? I'll always think that's reason he was shot in November of that year.
There was a lot of people said he wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve, and that's what happened.
Well, this would have slowed down the Federal Reserve anyway. Yeah, it would have been great to wait. The executive order is number 1110. Four ones and a zero.
Okay.
And it says, I'll just read a little bit of it. The authority vested in the president by paragraph so-and-so as amended to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver, or standard silver dollars in the treasury not then held for redemption by of any outstanding silver certificates, to prescribe the denomination of such silver certificates and to coin standard silver dollars and subsidiary silver currency for this redemption. One time I told that over there, and some guy called in and right after I did and said, well, that was just for $1 bills. That's not true. It says here that prescribed the denomination of such silver certificates, so they could have made them in hundreds or anything, which would have really saved us, you know.
Why would they only do it? I could say it doesn't make any sense to do it for one bill and not the other.
Well, no, they just, you know, they would have gone into it, and they could have backed all of our money with silver.
Right.
I'll give the executive order number again. It's 4 ones and a 0.
11110. Okay, I got
that's,
it.
That's it. And you can also, you can get it from the government printing office, which is www.gpoacces.gov. And I got this from my congressman. But see, you can't get those things unless you know the number. And I finally heard it over the radio one time, and then I got it right quick. And it's very interesting that he did that June 4th of '63, and he was killed in November that same year. So,
well, and here he was. I mean, history is proving that he was right, and Kinzian was wrong, or however you pronounce his name.
That's true.
Because I mean, you can see that had they, and this is something I have said, and I know you agree with me, but I have said this for such a long time. If they want to stimulate the economy, quit insulting me by saying I'm going to give you a $600 back stimulus money. It's my money in the first place. Don't take the $600. Take less money from the people, and you will see this economy get better. It will improve. The people will take care of it.
Yeah, here's food for thought. Just think how the Democrat Party has changed since 1960.
Exactly.
He was considered a liberal Democrat then, and he was advocating tax cuts because his advisor is smart enough to know you stimulate the economy if you cut taxes.
Exactly, exactly. And they chose to go the other direction out of greed. That's plain and simple. The reason they did it was out of greed. They wanted to keep him reelected. They wanted to pander to the elites, the ones with money, the corporations and their voters. And so they went with the debt. And here we are paying for that decision. And you don't hear anybody mention this.
Debt has been good for the bankers, but bad for the people.
You got it. You got it.
And thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Well, I said I was going to go to Pelosi. Something Pelosi said. Now, this is really about Obamacare, but Obamacare is a tax. And I wanted to share this with you because I find this woman to be so out there. Now, she makes some quotes here that are good, and she makes some comments that are semi-good. And if you weren't thinking like Pelosi, they would be good. But she's giving this speech to National Equal Day, Pay Day. Now, remember, we've talked about this, where they want to raise the wages. Well, the quickest way to raise the wages, rather than pass a law that forces a business to pay you X amount of dollars, is to cut those taxes. That's the quickest way to give people a raise. It can be done just like that. It would stimulate the people. It would stimulate the businesses. It would stimulate the economy. It's plain and it's simple, because I am a simple-minded person. Well, she was speaking at the Department of Labor to mark the National Equal Pay Day. And she says, I'm going to share this with you, that the strength of America is families. That's true. That means empowering moms and dads. I believe that's true. It means what we did with the Affordable Care Act. I don't believe that's true. She goes on to say, and this is why I'm sharing this, our founders, they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Imagine they put that in a founding document. Can't you just see her giving the speech? I wonder how much she gets paid for her speeches. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So all of this, with health care and all the related issues, equal pay, all of that, give people a life, a healthier life, to pursue their happiness. In the Declaration of Independence, it states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, I agree with that. That does say that. The liberty, the freedom, money gives you freedom, but liberty to pursue their happiness. So we are honoring the vows of our founders when we do this. This is what they had in mind, that every generation would take responsibility to make the future for the next. She's right, but they did not have in mind for a large government to dictate over the people, to execute over the people, health care, a national health care system. Never, never, never would they have dreamed that. They believed in a small government, Miss Pelosi. They established this governing to be local. That's right. You, Miss Pelosi, would be the least of these. She gets up and she talks about equal pay. She gets up and she talks about the evil rich. What is she? She's rich. Most of these D.C. occupiers are wealthy, very wealthy. And look what they make. We were not designed in this way. Life is not given to us by government. It's given to us by God. Liberty is not given to us by government. It's given to us by God. That's what it means, unalienable rights. They are natural rights. They don't come from government, but they can be taken away by government, by overtaxation, by greedy officials who are elected, such as Pelosi. Hillary's running for president. She's filthy rich, folks, and she gets up and talks about the evil rich. Had I finished the article, the history of the income tax, it talks about how the rich corporations avoided the tax. And they do the same thing now. So when they talk about taxing the evil rich, it's never the rich that gets hurt because they've got the money and the means to hide their profits. And you and I pay. We're going into a break. The calls are welcome. We're going to talk about how much we did pay in taxes in 2014. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Keep it on topic today. It's not free for all. It's Thursday, and we're talking about the day after tax day. Da, 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 da. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we, the Republic, are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Returned, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about the history of taxes, and I have another caller here. I was going to tell you exactly how much tax we've paid, but I'll wait until we talk to Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, we have bad politicians because they have the lobbyists. They have the Swiss banks to run their money to. They have the Cayman Islands to run their money to. And their political legislation is selling our country out through corporations. Corporations owned by foreign entities. And we have one down here in Nebraska that has a bill out for Smithfield Farms.
Yes.
It's China owned. And they want to give the privilege to the packers, you know, to own their own livestock so they can run our ranchers and farmers off of the land.
A monopoly.
And what's going to happen to our food supply when they get it managed? And I'm tired of corporations being given privileges under our rights. I'm sick and tired of it, and I'd like to see some of it investigated some way and done away with instead of like Miss Kennedy. He was shot and killed because he went to do the right thing.
He did, and you know, it's looking back and seeing what he wanted to do and what they went with, it shows what the greed does, and they still haven't learned because they're doing the same thing now. They have not looked, you know, step back
anything.
And look at, no, step back and look and see, oh, that doesn't matter. We're just going to keep doing this thing, you know, because
right.
it's working
they
so well.
They think we're all deaf and dumb. They think we're all deaf and dumb. And like I said, they're running their money to Swiss banks, to the Cayman Islands. They don't care what happens. They have their little piece of the act, and they really don't care.
Okay.
So I think people had better start thinking.
I agree.
Watching,
I agree.
Yeah. Well, watching what's going on. That's all I have to say,
okay.
Beth. Okay.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate it.
Well, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Americans paid $1.4 trillion in income tax in 2014. $1.4 trillion in income tax in 2014. Now, the salary of the retired U.S. presidents is $450,000 for life. A salary of a House Senate member is $174,000 for life. The Speaker of the House, I guess because he's so much better, I don't know, $223,500 for life. And majority minority leaders, $194,400 for life. The average pay of a soldier deployed in Afghanistan, $38,000. Average income for seniors on Social Security, $12,000. I think we found one place where we can make some cuts, don't you? These people are not so great that they deserve to be that much higher than our vets, than our seniors. Every time they talk about cuts, they talk about cutting Social Security. They talk about cutting, and they've cut the pension on our vets. Roy Blunt did it. Claire McCaskill did it. Several others did it. Democrat and Republicans alike. McCain did it. They voted to cut the pension. And they make how much money? $174,000 for life. That's not a millionaire, but with everything else they've got, I think they're sitting pretty good while our vets are hurting. What are we paying income tax for, my friends? What's going? Where is that money going? It should be going to benefit us, not them. The bureaucracy has gotten out of hand. It's nothing short of greedy. Every time you turn around, they're fining you, making you buy license and permits. All of that is a tax. All of it is a tax. They talk about the evil rich. Pelosi thinks she has the heart of a founding father. I got news for her. They'd have hung her. They would have hung her for her treasonous ways. They'd have shipped her back to Great Britain, to the king. And maybe he'd have dealt with her in some other way. We need to make ourselves heard, folks. There's corruption. This wasteful spending just within the bureaucracy of the IRS. Totally wasteful. Totally wasteful. While businesses like mine can't even turn a profit. Barely, barely getting by. And they take our money before we ever see it, and they spend it however they want. You no longer have representation. You need to know that. We have way more taxation and way less representation. This is what our founding fathers fought for, Pelosi. Not for a national health care that does nothing short of tax the people and forces them to buy insurance. So who gets helped there? The insurance company. You never, ever hear about them losing out. Never. So instead of cutting spending, they want to increase your taxes. They can't dream up enough ways to take the money out of your pockets. It's time to take a stand, America. And don't be fooled by these politicians. Hillary's in the forefront. I'm going to pick on her right now. She is not a woman of the people. She cannot represent me. She speaks of the evil rich when she is the rich. She is that too sometimes. She's made no accomplishments whatsoever. Nobody can name an accomplishment she's made. But I'm going to tell you one thing she did with health care. As she was first lady, she started messing with it and birthed the HMOs and the PPOs. Oh, yeah, we paid less up front, maybe. Premiums got higher eventually. And your care got controlled by someone else and is no longer in your hands. It's time for us to take a stand. Open your eyes and wake up to the greed that's being executed, perpetrated against the people. And understand, we've lost our liberty through income tax. And it's time for us to start making some noise and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.